This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
From ESPN Studios, Seaport District, New York City, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and I'm already choked up, Bart. Still fighting through this thing. We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
You need some sea moss.
There it is. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Of Jeff Van Gundy joining us. Has some great NBA topics to get to with him. Our good friend Kimberly Martin's going to join us as well on the show. Busy show for you today. And I got to tell you, man, out of the gate, those watching on ESPN Plus, that's one of my favorite hoodies. Like, you've worn that before. I just like it. Looks comfortable. Like, because it looks like it's breathable, comfortable, everything. It's the right color.
It's flexible.
It's neep.
It's neep?
But I just like it. It's like, I don't know what it is.
I just like it. All right. We'll leave it there because it's radio and people can't see it, but it looks good. So I want to let everybody know, like, sometimes, like, when you do a radio show, a lot of times the stories are made for you. You just kind of know day to day. All right, here we're doing this. We do that. You get into a format. We try to keep it as loose as we possibly can. That's how Bart and I are. John Winthrop doesn't like that. He likes to stay on course, but that's what a producer does. But for Bart and I, we're sort of like, yeah, let's just take it wherever we want to go, meander with. Like we did yesterday with the Steph Curry topic. But there are times where you're like, what are we going to talk about tomorrow?
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, you know, it's middle of the week. It's nearly not like one pressing topic.
Yeah.
That could be something that happens, but we don't. So I was like, what if we talk about the idea of the Brady-Belichick Super Bowl and just kind of like kick it around? Like, is that the Super Bowl we didn't know we needed? Or is that the Super Bowl nobody wants?
Right.
Like, let's just kick that around because they're throwing flowers to each other lately. The Patriots just keep winning.
Yeah.
The Bucs are right there as one of the best teams in the NFC. I thought this will set up for something that is really becoming that story that we all are seeing. It like you could just see it coming in the distance. And then at 6:45 a.m. this morning, this is yesterday we had this conversation, 6:45 a.m. this morning, popping into my inbox is a story by Seth Walder, ESPN Analytics. And here's the lead. Tom Brady versus Bill Belichick in a Super Bowl? It's not that far-fetched. In fact, Buccaneers-Patriots is now the most likely Super Bowl matchup, according to ESPN's Football Power Index. Now, the fact that it's a 10% chance of happening, it's still the most likely. I don't care if it's 10%. It's still the most likely. Caesars Sportsbook has that matchup priced at 16-1, the second most likely matchup behind Chiefs Bucks, which is 13-1. So pretty much right there.
Yeah.
So Bart, I ask you, as someone that tried to slay the dragon, that did slay the dragon in the playoffs, do we need Brady Belichick in the Super Bowl, or is it the Super Bowl we don't want?
I mean, it depends on what region of the country you're in, right? I believe if you're in New England and if you're in Tampa, I think you would want that, right? Because it's a compelling story. You know, you look up really how Tom struggled up in Gillette was surprising, right? It should have been easy peasy when everybody was moving the ball up and down, a lot of emotion. And maybe you think that you'll see a better contest now that Mac Jones is better. If you talk about storybook beginnings, this would be a storybook beginning for Mac Jones. Even if he loses, he becomes the first rookie quarterback to go to the Super Bowl since like Dan Marino is the last person that I can remember. He never went back. But you talk about to propel like the buzz that would be around even if he was able to take that team to the Super Bowl and is going to speak well about Bill Belichick and being able to rebuild and was it about time? You know, it's almost like what Jay-Z said to Dame Dash, if you created me, then create another me, right? And if Bill can say, okay, I created another one, I created in short order. We had a gap year where we didn't go anywhere, but I had a lot of people that opted out. We made the right decision. That would be a win-win for Bill, right? Because even if he, you know, you won't expect your rookie quarterback to defeat the defending champs. That would put all the pressure on Tom Brady because if you lose to a rookie quarterback, like, man, Bill, like, I think it goes back in Bill's favor. Like, Bill got back to the Super Bowl once he put the team together he wanted. And he beat you with a rookie.
Yeah.
Well, like a rookie.
He beat you with the younger version of yourself is what everybody's saying. Like it's
and that,
I,
that would count
that's why I find it to be so compelling. Look, as a Jets fan, I don't want to see it. No. But
I don't.
As a sports fan, as somebody in media – Oh, man. Like, the storylines are endless.
And then
endless, man. Endless. All right, so right now, at Barton Hunt on Twitter, we have up a poll, and we've got to get – I need the feedback on this. Because I'll tell you what, it's really going to decide whether or not we spend a lot of time on this or not. You know, I mean, we lead with it because, again, it's Caesars has it, where ESPN Football Power Index is telling us it's there. So it's a story just for the moment. But I want to keep an eye on this because you will let me know whether or not this is a story. Because if you want this, you tell me you want this. So right now, at Barton Hahn on Twitter, Bucks-Patriots, the most likely Super Bowl matchup according to ESPN's FBI. So would you want to see it? Yes or no? And, of course, leave comments on why. And you can also be part of the conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Cast your vote that way. Call in and let us know how you feel about this. Is this, that's the Super Bowl we need right now? Mm-hmm. Or, I'm all set. Don't want to see that. Be part of Barton Hahn Nation on Dr. Pepper Call Online, ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is heating up. The fans are hype. Return to glory with Fansville at Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
And it's the crazy part, right? When you think about it, this week, the Buccaneers can make it a little bit easier for the Patriots to get back there, right? Because if they beat the Bills, who's, on the ropes right now, if they beat the Bills, then that puts the Patriots up two games within the division coming back, mm-hmm. right? And they come back, they play the Colts. Because if the Bills win and the Patriots come back and lose to the Colts, then when they play each other, it'd pretty much be for the division. So, I mean, Tampa Tom, I know he wants to continue to win because he still has hopes of being the number one seed. But, man, you talk about pressure in Buffalo. Like, you lose two in a row.
You could tell there was pressure by the way they reacted post-game. Yeah. By the way McDermott was, by the way the players were, everything about that game, it told you they probably, they're mad at themselves. They're more mad at where they are right now and how they got here than they are about what the Patriots are doing, what Bill Belichick's doing. I don't think they're mad about Belichick getting credit. The Bills are mad because they are now in a position where they're chasing.
Right.
And that's the worst position to be in December.
Because they thought coming into this year that they were the best football team.
This was the year.
In all the land, right? Yep. They went and drafted Boogie Basham, went and got the young pass rusher. They already had Ed Oliver start to Latulele. They felt like they were fortified, right? Only to be 7-5 with the opportunity to go 7-6 and then the next week facing they can go potentially from having hopes and thinking that they're going to win the division, having a bye, to also already being maybe like the sixth seed.
Yeah.
Right? Because if they lose to Tampa, which they could.
Yep.
Right. And then they come back and lose to Bill a couple weeks later, man, you talk about 7-6, then 7-7, you're 500.
Oh, and keep an eye on the Dolphins.
They're trending.
Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear.
But can the Dolphins once these young boys listen? This is going to be interesting, right?
Yeah.
Because when you think about the Dolphins,
the AFC's setting up for this because there's so much parity in the AFC.
Yeah. You think about the Dolphins, they still have to play the Patriots again, but where are they going to play that game? Look, the Patriots just left a monsoon. They just left a monsoon.
It's like a nor'easter, what was going on up there.
Yeah, they got
wind and snow.
And like now, like even the Bills, right? Teams, I'm telling you, teams going to Miami this time of year.
South Beach undefeated.
But the heat is undefeated because you're leaving a climate now
where
you're talking about a 40 to 50 degree difference.
Yeah.
So you've been walking around chilly willy all day. And I've been there. You go there in November, December, and you like, brah. when that plane door opened, like, and you ain't even out in the elements, but it's just that corridor where some of the heat get in.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
You see the fat dudes that have gained like 5 to 10 pounds between Thanksgiving and Christmas, looking at each other like, ow. Man, like,
I love it.
Never before have I seen guys like start, like, you talking about like how you be hyped. Like, when you play football, you hype in the pregame. Not when you go to Miami in November or December. You conserving every ounce
of energy. I can't breathe.
You're not even trying. You like McLovin.
Dude's fastest man in the world.
Like, you can't catch your breath. You're like, it is hot as hell out here. Like, could you imagine going anywhere and it's a 50 degree difference in where you come from?
No, it happens when you travel. When I travel as a B-rider, you had those moments where you got off the plane. Just like you said, you're dressed for winter. You get off the plane, and you're like, just everything comes off. You're taking everything off. Completely stripping down. We're going straight into the quad. Like, you just, because everything feels hot and itchy because you're not used to it and it can affect you. So, again, but it's the same thing as it's the reverse. When you're a warm weather team and you got to come up and play in the cold weather, it's not as easy.
And it's the thing, right? The Patriots don't have an easy schedule. I mean,
no, nobody, but the Bills don't either. Like, it's that's what makes this compelling. All right. So, again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Why am I losing it? I don't know what the hell's going on. Back to back, by the way. Thoughts and prayers for me. Back to back. And it was a late one last night, but the Knicks got the win. That's all. But that's I'm going through that right now. I'm in one right now. I need
RJ Barrett, man.
But so we'll get the calls going on that because I do want to know it. Well, how you feel about it? Belichick Brady Super Bowl, is it the one that we need or one you do not want to see? I want to get those calls going. But also just know that if we get it, just think about 2 weeks of stuff like this.
I haven't, but I'm sure Tom did a great job with it like he always does. You know, he was such a centerpiece in obviously all those games, and yeah, I can't wait to see it. Nobody deserves more credit for our success here than Tom does, and he's a great player, great person, great leader, a tremendous opportunity for me to coach. Probably the greatest player in NFL history.
Wow.
Come on, man.
Just throwing roses.
That's a bit rich right
some
there.
Some roses, some romance. Like this is so setting up for these two just saying such nice things about each other and how wonderful it all is. And when the game, because they want to kill each other.
I can't wait.
They want to expose every weakness possible, right? Like, that's what this is going to be about. That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. But you know that's where it's going.
Exactly.
Now, but again,
I don't want to see it. I'm not here for it.
No, you're not. You have no interest in it at all.
I don't know.
I have zero interest in that entire storyline. I don't want to hear all the cushy stuff through the week. I don't want to see the flashbacks to them playing against each
100%.
Other. And listen, right now, listen, it's 10% is not a lot, right? I mean,
but it's the most of any other matchup.
Yeah,
10%.
I'm surprised that it wouldn't have been. To me, I think it should be a better chance between Green Bay.
Well, you understand
and
it's based on trends, right?
Yeah.
So because the Patriots are the hottest team in the AFC, they're trending that way.
Yeah.
That's why they'd be the team. That's why it's going that way. That's it. That's really the only reason for it. It can change. Like next week, it just changes. You know, again, next Patriots loss, that suddenly will change. But for right now, it's possible. And of course, because of these two characters, it makes for a really compelling story. So again, we'll get your calls going on that, but also should talk about something. I honestly, there's a lot going on in the NFL, but one of the things that we were watching in the NFL that I know is also close to you involves the Ravens, and we did gong them, right? I'm not misremembering this.
Yeah, I didn't gong them for not making the playoffs. I gonged them for being a legitimate. Now, listen, they would have to show
something. You don't think they're a Super Bowl contender anymore because of all the injuries.
It's just like, no team is that deep.
So listen to this. So here's a story. Jameson Hemsley, who covers the Ravens for us at ESPN.
Yeah.
The Ravens have the same chance to reach the AFC Championship game, 20.8%, as it does to not make the playoffs. About the same.
They got a hell of a schedule.
So think about that.
They got a hell of a schedule.
They could either get to the AFC Championship game or not even make the playoffs. That's kind of where they've got with 5 weeks to go because of everything that's going on. Now, once again, as we've seen for this whole season.
Look at that schedule, bro.
I mean, Browns, Packers, at Bengals, Rams, Steelers. Yeah.
You would think the Steelers
and 8-4.
You would say the Steelers would be the team that you give them the best chance against, but the Steelers just beat them.
You could be 8-9.
I'm telling you.
Lamar Jackson is being asked to be more than just Superman.
They can win. They got to win at least two.
Where are they getting two? Give me two.
I mean, listen.
At Bengals?
They can beat the Browns. The Bengals, they can beat everybody.
What time's the game against the Rams? That's what I got to find.
They can beat.
See, I threw you a grenade that time.
Yeah, they can beat, but it's at home, though, so it don't matter.
It does to the Rams.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's true. But, you know, you look at it from this standpoint, right? I think they can beat everybody within their division. They're gonna feel confident against the Browns. The Bengals is a payback game, so it's gonna be so much emotion there.
425, bad.
Okay.
425. That doesn't help you.
So I mean, but listen, these dudes still coming to some cold weather. Let's see if it helps them.
Man, you gotta go to Cincinnati the day after Christmas too. That's gonna mess
with
you a little
bit. But the thing is, they gonna have revenge on their mind. For the Steelers game is gonna be revenge, mm-hmm. and the Bengals game is gonna be revenge. The issue is The problem is teams playing cover zero. They have to get a concerted effort to figure out how to beat cover zero because teams are just blitzing them and when cover zero and he can't find the open guy. So they got to figure out rub routes. They got to figure out a way to bring somebody in and do some type of sweep with Lamar, like how Tim Tebow caught us slipping, Eric Smith coming off the edge to cover zero. And he got like can't see him, and he beat him to the outside. He ran all the way for the touchdown because really on cover zero, the outside blitzing guy, if the guy gets outside of the formation, you have to peel with him, right? So you have to figure out how to do that. And that's a plan. It started with the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins blitzed Lamar. I think one guy blitzed 24 times. Right. And now since then, every team has been mimicking that in crucial situations, saying that, hey, Lamar won't find a way how to get the ball to him.
Yeah,
that's because he's throwing it up. Right. Because he's trying to fall back and buy time and throw it instead of being who he is.
Yep.
And you're trying to ask yourself, why isn't Lamar Jackson being Lamar Jackson? He's been sick. He's had COVID twice. And they've asked a lot of Lamar Jackson. He's their leading rusher. He's their biggest playmaker. Every once in a while, he gets some help from Andrews, but he doesn't get consistent help. Hollywood Brown is having a decent year, but then he doesn't get enough consistent help. And last week, to make matters even worse, the right tackle goes down or gets replaced, and T.J. Watt is the guy that lines up on the left side of him. So they have to figure some things out. And I don't think the league has figured Lamar out. I think that another team in the Dolphins put something on film that they're going to have to fix. And if they don't fix, I don't see them getting in. You know, they could lose. They can just easily lose those five games.
It's scary, isn't it? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got Brian on Brady Belichick. Brian, is this something we need to see?
I think you do. I think, first of all, I want to say, hey, guys, long-time listener, fan. Love you guys.
Thank you.
But the Brady and Belichick thing, it's really early, I think, to start be dawning, you know, seeing what it might be like in the Super Bowl with both of them. For the AFC, you know, there's a lot of good teams still, you know, that might be able to figure out this Mac Jones and Patriots offense. And all they really need to do is get somebody like the Chiefs to run up a bunch of points real quick. And Mac Jones has yet to show us that he can score bunches of points like the Chiefs can at free will.
That's exactly
now, on the
right.
Other side, on the other side with the NFC, they're going to have a tough road too. You got Arizona playing hot because right now the Bucs, if I'm wrong, correct me, but I believe they just got out of one game out of their last three or four or something.
Yeah,
they're
lost.
Playing well. Go ahead, Bart. Sorry.
No, I was agreeing with you. Yeah, they were struggling.
Oh yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it would be a great story. Don't get me wrong. Born and raised in New England area, huge Pats fan, but I think sometimes we just get a little bit ahead of ourselves. But it would be great. I mean, it would be awesome to see them in the Super Bowl together. And I honestly think it would mean more for Belichick to do one on his own than for Brady to get another one, especially if he beat Brady.
And Brian,
I think it would be
all good points.
Yes.
And what you said at the end is exactly why we're talking about it. What you said at the end is exactly why we're talking about it. Tony wants to correct you. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
I was listening to the start of the show. Mr. Scott, Dan Marino actually made the Super Bowl in his second year. That was the year in 84 when he threw for over 5,000 yards.
Okay. He never went back again, though, right?
Correct. Yeah, okay. It wasn't his rookie either. It was his second year in the league.
Okay. Thank you, Tony.
That was it?
Yeah, that's what he wanted.
Bro, come on.
Yeah, no. Look, listen, man. We have to always fact check. We have to make sure we are on point.
Bro, come on.
You know, that's what we want to do, right?
All right. I thought he was going to add something. That didn't. That added absolutely nothing to the show.
Yes, it did. It was a fact check. He corrected you. Travis, what do you have for us, Travis? On the Dr.
Hey, yes. I'm a Cowboys fan, so I might sound a little biased. But it's going to be Cowboys Chiefs in the Super Bowl, or Cowboys and whoever has the best matchup odds on your thing that y'all got up there. But I think reason Tom Brady may not get there or may even be bouncing the first round or wherever they land is because with him in that system, I think his age is starting to show up with these late season interceptions and them asking him to keep doing these bigger, younger plays, if you feel me on that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I think is the biggest deterrent is the fact that secondary isn't right. Yeah, they can stop the run, but that secondary, Buntley coming back from the dislocated elbow helps. You got Richard Sherman saying he's going to start practicing that safety. Like, first of all, and you know, Winfield Jr. is a legitimate big-time playmaker. but they don't have a lot as far as the cornerback position. And, you know, it's going to be a tough out for them, too. I mean, because if they go against the Rams again, that's still a tough matchup for them. I know OBJ got the bad back. But right now, the Cardinals look – the Cardinals and the Packers look like look like they have a little something. And you talk about Aaron Rodgers playing without two of his best players on the left side of the line, right? The guy that was replacing Bakary was playing left tackle, and he was all pro caliber left guard.
They lose him,
and they lose him, right? So they lose him.
Bakary now had a setback as well, so we got to keep certainly an eye on the injury front too, because there are teams that are getting healthy again.
Yeah, it's weird because Arizona's getting healthy while everybody else is starting to get injured,
and that could be a
Julio Jones and the Titans are getting healthy.
Meanwhile, speaking though of the Cowboys, did you hear what Jerry Jones had to say? And it looked like he was trying to protect his quarterback, but yet he was throwing shade at another position and maybe revealing a conversation that he probably should have kept private. You have to hear it to believe it, but that's usually what goes on in Dallas. That's coming up after Bart tells us about Advanced Auto Parts.
We got our part.
Right here.
I love
Advanced
Auto Parts.
Right here.
We're brought to you by Die Hard, America's most trusted auto battery. We know you got places to go, so don't let your battery hold you back. Get an auto battery that is trusted from the start. Count on the reliability, durability, and the power of Die Hard batteries to get you on the road. Available at your Advanced Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores. Back after this. Got to quit putting it on two pages, man.
The playoff is coming.
You put the time in for this moment.
Welcome to the College Football Playoff.
The latest from college football with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Welcome back, Bart and Han. Weather looking nasty. Don't change your plans. Change your wiper blades. Michelin wiper blades use advanced technology to hug your windshield to channel away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly and drive confidently. Upgrade to Michelin wiper blades. They're available on Amazon Prime. What are you doing?
I was making my papers was in the shot, so I like had to take
Our beautiful hat.
Yeah, I was looking. Hold on.
The Bart and Han hat right there. What? Well, you just took it out of the shot. Oh, man. We have hats. We have shirts. There it is. And there's the Barton hat.
Got a little dust on
ESPN Plus right now. It did have a little dust on it, but it's a dusty studio right now. There. We're centering the shot, making it perfect. And I don't know when these will be available, but we hope they'll be available soon. And Bart and I have all kinds of plans for this stuff. Whenever we get our merch actually done, we do want to have like contests and have people call in. And if it's a good call or something, we want to like – or we do trivia with you, all that stuff. We'll have some fun with it. No, right now, though.
Beginning of the year. Right now, I'm going to put it out there.
We got more complaint department because Tony's got a complaint for us. Tony, what's going on, man?
Oh, fellas. First of all, let me start off with I love the show. I heard Scott on with Keyshawn in the mornings. I saw it after this show. I found it. I'm listening all the way over here in San Francisco, California. But Han, brother, Patriots versus Buccaneers. Almost makes my stomach sick. It feels like on the construction site I'm on right now, when you said that, I saw a couple guys' faces, and they almost turned green.
Everybody
as if they
sick.
Just ate something bad off the Roach coach. It's terrible. That
would
be so bad for the NFL.
Tony, do something. Shout out the guys who you feel right now are throwing up. Like who just threw up from that conversation? I need to hear names. Shout them out for me.
I just saw I just saw my boy Tim the drywaller, and Kevin the glass man. Mm. Kevin almost broke some glass.
Almost dropped
He's putting
glass.
Up some glass.
You can't have this.
Stuff's falling apart over here on this job site with that thought.
So that's what I'm saying.
Come on, give me.
So drywall's not going to go upright. We're going to have all these problems. The glass man just dropped glass. You hear that? He just dropped glass.
You're going to be able to see the seams when they're trying to skim it down.
You don't want that. It's going to be uneven. I hate when that happens.
No plumb walls going up right now. Thanks a lot,
Alan. We need plumb walls. All right.
We're talking 2021. Let's get some new blood in there.
So what do we want?
The Cardinals.
Arizona?
I want the Cardinals. I want Cardinals versus San Diego Chargers. Herbert versus Murray. Give me the youngsters. And I know the Chargers are kind of on that fray, but hey, those wild card teams are scary sometimes. Those wild card teams can make a run. We've seen what the Chargers can go on the road and play. I know their D is shaky, but I'd rather see that than old man Brady and mac and cheese. Come on now. We got to have better. That's East Coast. Blah.
All right, so we don't want that. We don't want the evil empire.
I do like the Cardinals.
We don't want like Brady versus Belichick and all.
He wants the Cardinals,
but he wants. See, he said he wants new blood, but then he said San Diego Chargers.
West Coast, like, so just
when you said
about,
San Diego Chargers,
you know
I was like,
what? I don't know.
It's LA Chargers.
It's all good, but they'll forever be just like the Raiders. Just like the Las Vegas Raiders are really the Oakland Raiders. We're never going. It's going to take a while for us to shake that off.
I definitely
let's take a closer look at that. Arizona,
all right, Tony. We're going to get it right, Tony. Let's make sure though everything's nice and plumb. Let's make sure everything's level. And let's make sure we get this thing built
Tony,
right.
Tony, 15-minute
break.
Tony, 15-minute break for everybody. 15-minute break for everybody. You got to reset.
Let's take it.
We
got to get a 20. We got to get a 20. We'll take a knee, and then we'll get back to this thing. All right.
I mean, Cardinals and Bills.
We don't want to do that on a
Cardinals and Bills would be a great shootout, right? Because, like.
Bills?
Yeah, Cardinals and Bills would be a great.
Can we just do this to the Bills' chance to make the Super Bowl? Can we just
No.
You trust them?
I do.
Why?
I do.
What makes you trust the Buffalo Bills?
They're going through adversity, and now they're going to get that proverbial chip on their shoulder. Mm. See, what happens is when
need
things.
That pain first?
Yeah,
is that
you
what
got
you need the pain?
Pain. Life is pain, right? It's like one of those things. What's the long kiss goodnight? Get up! Life is pain! When she started beating on her mom when she was down and she had to get up. Oh man, if you haven't seen that, go to YouTube, it'll be the long kiss goodnight with Samuel L. Jackson. I forget the lady, but she has the prettiest red hair ever. Not Julia Roberts, her. I tell you what, man, that is a great movie, man. It was made like early 2000. Long Kiss Goodnight.
Yeah, 96.
I tell you, that's worth his money.
Gina, is you about Gina Davis?
Yeah, that and Behind Enemy Lines, the first one. Oh.
Yeah,
with the dude with the crooked nose.
Good reference.
Why does dude never get his nose? Never mind. Anyway,
because he's known for it.
Listen,
he's known for it. No, finish your point.
Let's get back on track. Yeah, God. Listen, I think that would be a tremendous, tremendous Super Bowl. Arizona and the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills are every team goes through this, right? They start feeling themselves. I told you about the Bengals, right?
Yep.
They start feeling themselves, then they get smacked back because the league will smack you back into reality if you don't respect every opponent every single week. And right now the Bills are wondering to themselves, man, we lost to the Jaguars. That's going to be the difference because they will only be one game behind right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots won't lose to a team like that.
That's the thing is for them, they've got to feel like this is self-inflicted. We got ourselves into this. We got to get ourselves out of it. So it'll be interesting to see where they go from here. But you can see there was a lot of angry people
because they know they're a better team.
They want to believe that, but they don't know
They want to believe it. They are.
But they don't know yet because they haven't proved it. It's about demonstrated performance.
So this is the problem, right? And I'll be real quick.
This is the problem.
New England knows, and Bill hangs this carrot that, hey, all the Super Bowls that I won, I had the first round bye. That's what he dangles to keep his team focused. That's why he doesn't lose to teams like Jacksonville or the Houston Texans.
Right. You want that time off? You'll get it then. Yeah, no, there's no doubt. All right. So with that in mind, another team that we've talked about, could they be in the Super Bowl? And we thought for a long time early in the season, and then now we're wondering about them. And it's the Dallas Cowboys. Where are they? What's going on with them? Are they a team that you can trust also? But here's the thing about Dallas Cowboys. They're one of those franchises that they have such a following. There's so much passion. It's in a market where they just absolutely love the sport. That every little thing said, every little thing done, it is blown up way more than any other market.
Are they the most polarizing?
The most polarizing team in football.
Are they the most polarizing team in all of North American
North
sports?
American sports? I mean, I'd put them up there.
I mean,
their drama is unlike anybody else's drama, right? There's something special about their drama. So that's why when Jerry Jones says things, there's times where you're like, all right, I get what you're trying to do here, but you're not helping the situation, Jerry. So let's take a listen to Jerry Jones trying to take – he's trying to deflect some of the blame that's going on Dak Prescott right now about why the offense doesn't look the way it used to look. But in doing so, he takes a shot at another position, and you wonder, is this going to cause more friction?
The thing that you're seeing is sometimes the pass that looks errant is because the receiver, for instance, ran the route two yards shorter. If you're not really crisp on the way the play was designed relative to how many yards you go, the cut, then your passing game can look really off.
See, what he's basically saying is that you have to run your routes crisp, or you make the quarterback look bad. And I thought Swaggoo said something interesting on First Take this morning when he was asked about this. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones meets with the coaching staff after every game.
Yep.
These are things he hears in a conversation that's a private conversation with the coaching staff, where it's like, what's going on with Dak? And it's like, well, I mean, these guys aren't running their routes right. They're making them look bad. They got to run better routes. Okay. And then he says to the public, it's like, whoa, you didn't need to put that out there in the real world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how would you feel as a player in about 30 seconds here? How would you feel as a player if you were a wide receiver and you heard this?
I'm going to Dak like, yo, what's going on? What route did I run wrong? Sometimes it's circumstances, right? Sometimes you get jammed.
No one feels.
Sometimes you see a blitz. You got to cut your route off. So it is instances where you run your route too short or too shallow. You have to alter your route. If the guy won't let you get an inside release, sometimes you got to take an outside release and try and beat and fight to go get inside afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, Jerry needs to stop that, because this is also Kellen Moore probably throwing some people under the bus, because now he's looking like Boy Wonder right now.
Coaches are talking. Yeah. He's hearing it, and then he's putting it out
in
the world.
And everything saved Dak Prescott, right?
Some franchises, you got to – like, some things, you just got to keep a lid on it. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Pet protection comes free with auto collision coverage. Visit Progressive. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls. Do you want the Brady Belichick Super Bowl, or is it not anything that you want to see anytime soon? Meanwhile, Rams, speaking of the Cowboys, they and the Rams both are Super Bowl teams. They had aspirations to get there. But if the playoffs started today, one of them would be very disappointed. We'll discuss after Bart tells us about ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter. Hmm. Hey, you catching me up on my toes today, man. Jesus Christ.
It's right there. It's right here.
Take it. If you're a business owner, it can be tough, just like me finding my reads, to hire top talent for your team, especially when you're competing with other businesses to find the right people. So how can you get the hiring edge? ZipRecruiter. Next Key Marketing Manager Erin Hargy loves ZipRecruiter Invite to Apply. She says, they get my job posted in front of the right people. I instantly see great candidates, and I can invite them to apply to my job. See for yourself. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/BART, to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART. Back after this.
Bart and Han.
Back, Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. So, Bart, tonight you have Golden State and Portland. Steph Curry going for 16 three-pointers. While Damian Lillard is injured, there's now continued it feels like this is a conversation that's been going on forever. It's a game, by the way, you could see on ESPN. But Lillard, who's not pictured for the reasons why he's not playing, but it just continues to be, as the Trailblazers with a new head coach, with now a GM that has been fired, where are they going, and how much longer does Damian Lillard stay there? And so I feel like we've been talking about this how many years now?
Three.
At least. Three.
Mm-hmm.
And it continues to happen until he says, I want out, which I don't think he's going to.
Is he really saying he wants out by demanding what he's reportedly demanding?
Yeah, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, he's now looking for a 2-year, $100 million
that would be
extension off of his current contract. Yes, it's at 50 each.
That would be what Houston was offering Harden.
Yes.
A couple of years
pretty
ago.
Pretty much.
Plus $5 million.
Yeah, and if you're Portland, he's 31. There's got to be a part of you that thinks, we might have to blow this thing up. And if that's what he's looking for, we're not going to offer to him. Is that the out? Is that his way of saying, all right, well, you're not committing to me? All right, with that in mind, let's think of, as we always do, some places we would like to see him wind up. What are some teams where if he went there, boy, that'd be special?
The Lakers?
How do you fit him there? LeBron would certainly love it, but no.
Give him Westbrook.
Look, the first obvious one is the Knicks. Is Madison Square Garden, and seeing him on a stage like that after playing in Portland, he is a great personality. He's probably one of the best, if not the best, NBA player who also can rap. He's better than anybody that's ever done it. He's really good.
Shaquille O'Neal is turning over in his
Shaq
grave.
Fu was good. Dad.
Gotta be Twism for life.
All right, so that would be special because of just, again, a superstar in that building. They love basketball. It's been a million years since they had a point guard like that, especially. I mean, you go back
to – they would make the Knicks cool
Walt
again.
Clyde Frazier when you had somebody that special. Earl Monroe.
I would say you can argue that Dame would probably be a bigger personality than Kyrie, Durant.
Well, that's the other part of
Harding
it, too. It
combined.
Would change
because
the
swag
landscape.
Here, like him stepping out on stage, addressing the crowd.
And you
got to
do it now
because
he's 31. All right. If not the Knicks, which, you know, Stephen A. says that would be his preferred destination. Well, give me a team. Don't say Detroit.
No, Dallas.
Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Him and Luka, big shot making. Luka could be the shooting guard. Man, I think that'd be good.
Okay.
Luka, that's a big market.
So you got a big three there with Porzingis?
With Jason Kidd.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Jason Kidd kind of coming in, teaching him even more next level stuff. You know what I mean? Spreading the court.
That's an interesting one. I never even thought of that.
You think about Luka and him coming down, like, who do you double? Like, these are both two of the best big shot makers in all the game. They need to get over the hump. This allows Porzingis to kind of be a free reign dude. And you imagine the shooting because Porzingis can shoot the 3-2.
Okay. How about Philadelphia 76ers?
Yeah, that's big time.
You send Ben Simmons, which is an easy deal to make there.
Yeah.
And picks or whatever. But you essentially are putting him with Joel Embiid. It's pretty much an unstoppable duo.
Yeah.
It'd be really hard to stop those two on the same court together.
And then a supporting piece. You're going to lose some of them.
And that market would, just love him like they loved Iverson. I mean, he's the same, similar kind of, just lights out score. Those are like the best, I think. I mean, there's some other places where, as we saw on ESPN, they've mentioned some other teams, but that's more of a blow-up kind of deal. When you're talking about box office, those are a couple that we think would look the best, but he should be in New York.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
Welcome back. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So, if the playoffs started today, Bart, so we'd have wildcard matchups in the NFC of Cowboys, Rams, like that.
Yeah.
Right? You'd have Packers, Niners. Interesting. I mean, Aaron Rodgers going back to the Bay Area.
The Niners have been their critic. Now, I know they beat them this time.
Yeah.
But, man, the way that they run that ball in Debo Samuel, that's the last team that Green Bay wants to face is the 49ers.
All right. You'd also have, this is a very interesting, Bucks against the Washington football team, which you remember last year.
Hey.
Taylor Heineke and company. I mean, that wasn't an easy win for the Bucks. That was actually probably the most challenging
one. But I see now without no sweat, without Chase.
Oh, I know. It's a little different. AFC would give you Titans, Bills.
Mm.
Interesting, right?
Already rematch.
Ravens, Bengals. Nasty.
Yeah.
Chiefs, Chargers.
Yo, they should stay this way.
Who's missing?
The Colts.
I mean, think about it. The Cowboys and Rams, right, the Colts are missing, right? But when you look at the groups, imagine a playoffs where the Cowboys and Rams, one of them is going to be out before we even get out of the wild card round. Think about that for a minute.
Matthew Stafford.
Two teams that you thought would be in the Super Bowl, one of them would be already out of the equation.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Somebody going to get bounced wildcard weekend. It's going to create ripple effects in the way they operate and going forward. I mean, the Rams are all in. They have no room for error. They got no first-round draft picks. This is a team that they're going to have for the foreseeable future.
Let's take Dolphin. Dolphin, what's up?
Hey, it's Dalton.
Dalton?
Dalton.
Dalton.
I want to make sure I got this right.
What's up, Dalton?
Like in Roadhouse, the name is Dalton. Correct. Right?
Exactly.
It's written on my side. Just want you to know this, Dalton. The screener has it written as Dolphin. You know, like Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphin, Dolphin Flipper.
And I was gonna make you explain your name, but now I got to tell you, Dalton is a badass name.
Yeah,
like that's a badass name.
Hey, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And Loki, I just want to give you guys props. I want to say that you guys might be the best duo on radio since Mike and Mike.
Shake and bake.
Wow. Since
uncontested, baby.
That's a big compliment. We appreciate it.
Well, bold claim, but yeah.
This is prestige worldwide.
What do you got? Wine spritzer.
What do you got for us, Dalton?
Dalton, what you got? A Nextel?
That's all I got.
That's it.
No, I said what
he got, said. That's all he got.
Oh, that's all you got. Oh,
no, I appreciate it, man.
I thought you wanted to talk some Super Bowl. Are you kidding me? I'll take that every day. Thank you. All right,
man.
It said he wanted to talk Super Bowl, so
well, I appreciate that. We appreciate it, Dalton.
Since Mike and man, when you talk about compliments, like you don't throw around a compliment like that.
Two Hall of Famers.
Like you could say this. You could be like, you know, you guys are good, or maybe like I enjoy listening to you guys better than any other show on the air right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you have that, but then, you know, you go with like,
are you choked up,
Mike and Mike?
Are you choked up?
Like you put it at that level?
Let's do it, man.
Mike and Mike?
Let's do it.
Kind of feeling that.
2022 going to be a hell of a year, man.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You know
for
what?
That.
You know what? I'm going to make the announcement.
Uh-oh.
No, January, we're going to have merch for the people.
We're going to have merch in January?
If I got to go out and twerk for it.
Justin Craig right now is scrambling.
If I got to go out and twerk for it, we're going to get some fun, and we're going to go out here and we're going to get some merch. We're going to start getting our people. Call of the day, best call, best take, getting something.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.